Welcome everybody to our next session in Sensual Hearing, Transforming Grief into Healthy Dispersion. So as we settle in for today's session, I'll invite you to get nice and cozy, finding a place where you can either sit or lay and be undisturbed for our time together. And as we go into today's session, I invite you to begin here by means of just scanning the body-mind and looking for something that's either pleasant or neutral as you do so. You may land on a part of the body that feels most like you, comfort, pleasantness, something of that nature. Or you may find a memory in perhaps a time in which you felt most like you. And as you land in this area, noticing what it is you like the most about this. And while you're savoring that, enjoying that, drinking that in, receiving this nourishment, notice the impact of this inside of you as you take this time to notice what's working well for you. Not a thing we commonly do. And then just gently turning your attention to one more scan. This time, looking for what's perhaps not working so well. Noticing what's here, what's alive for you today. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for being you, and thank you for all that's contributed to this. Thank you to those who have created you, your family, your ancestors, your lineage. And thank you to all that nourished us in this process, this very land, her creatures, her animals, her plants. Thank you. And thank you to all of those who have stewarded and caretaken this land to nourish, to support us. Here now. And as you settle in here by means of breathing, turning your attention perhaps to that breath, every inhale an opportunity to call in, to drink in, to receive even more nourishment. Every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space, to find relief. And every breath, an opportunity to sink just a little deeper into that cushion below you and receive support. Perhaps noticing as you do so what it feels like to drink in support and receive support in this very small, subtle way. And as we start off today's session, I invite you to just notice your relationship to your low back and this energy of support as we head into the lumbar spine to start us off with. And as you do so, placing your attention perhaps in that low back or your breath, perhaps even, I invite you just to notice what's here for you. And as you are attentive to this area, rushing to run a couple of things, hydration and lymphatic drainage, all simultaneously, as the lymph flushes out the old, the toxins, the gunk, the waste, the low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. making room for new fresh water joy to come in and to also continue to support the release of impurities and all that no longer serves. As this water comes in, taking in joy, again, nourishment, ease, flow. What, if anything, in your life could use just a little bit more flow? And this is interestingly enough, low back, as it often commonly does, is going into stuff with money, stuff with money. And it's going into the little teeny tiny erector spinae muscles that are on either side of the vertebrae. And it's looking at all those just little different micro adjustments. And what I see that as a reflection of is, you know, those little micro changes that you've made either for worse or for better. You know, whether we make micro little changes in spending, saving, investing, or anything to do with the metaphorical avenue of money, including wealth, abundance, self-value. Where are those little teeny tiny micro changes that add up over time taking place? And it's almost as if the entire body mind here hasn't been paying attention to those little things and hasn't had a chance to digest them. And because it's been too attentive paying attention to the big things, which are also important, there is, however, that expression, if you mind the sense, the dollars take care of themselves. In other words, if we have a moment to place our attention on the little things, the big things often end up sorting themselves out in the long run. So as we work with these little bits, little decision points, little changes around whether it's actually saving money, investing money, etc., or whether it's around self-value, abundance, self-worth, I invite you to look at one small little step, one small, very small step that you might be willing to consider, even in your imagination, not even having to take it, but just imagining it and being with it. And as you're with that energy of that all, there's some movement happening now through the legs. And what's interesting is I'm seeing this split between the left and the right hip and leg. And the left hip is, it's almost like the entire pelvis has shifted somewhat, and the left side is doing the majority of the weight bearing, the weight holding. And it's also, however, holding things back or bracing against forward momentum, that capacity to step forward into the future, into the new, into all that comes. And as we work with this, it's giving that right toes, permission to just gently begin to playfully consider moving forward in this direction. Not even having to do it, just imagining it, playing with the idea. And as that movement begins to play through the toes, feel free to even wiggle the right toes in whatever way it calls to you. And as these toes begin to play, I begin to see even a little movement through the foot. The midfoot begins to come alive. And it's said that all of our nerves that run through our lower half of our body end up in our feet. And here, as we begin to wake up the nerves on this right foot, it translates all the way through the leg, the hip, the back, in those, again, small, subtle ways that build upon each other. And as this builds, there is a little bit more freedom throughout now the outside of that right foot. And on the inner left ankle portion releasing, it looks like a blockage as it relates to Dad and how he moved forward in finance and money, in self-value and self-worth. And there's this idea of having a certain amount of suppression of joy or passion in order to be able to move forward financially. It takes discipline to make things happen, type of energy is what I'm picking up on here. So if that's relatable at all, we're going to release that from the left inner ankle. And essentially, I could tag it in as one word, taking off any excess authoritarianism so you can find your individuality and how it is you want to move forward in this financial realm. And with that, the energy begins to move through that right foot, and it begins to rise through the ankle, the low leg, and even up into the base of the knee, the bottom of the knee. And here, as it rises through the various ligaments that run from the knee through that lower leg, these ligaments here have had to over, they've been overused essentially to try to balance, to hang on to, literally, you know that expression like hanging on by the skin of our teeth? It's got that kind of thing. There's almost like, things could fall down at any moment, kind of tension. Or maybe that's how you feel when you're doing like a balance pose, when you do tree pose, for instance, in yoga, or perhaps something even more demanding is a balance pose than that. But it's got that sense of being very wiggly and trying to hang on for dear life. And that's actually the belief system that we're unhooking from here. I have to hang on for dear life. And as we release up from the base of the knee, I actually get this surge of energy begin to rise through the nerves of the leg, all the way from the base of the knee through to the glute muscles and the back of that right hip. And with every little bit of aliveness in this right leg, there's a little bit of tension that gets to be dropped off of the left leg, the left hip, and even including that left iliopsoas muscle that stabilizes and connects that low back to hip. Now, as we begin to get this energy moving even more through the upper leg now, there is a substantial amount of grief, which isn't terribly surprising here as we get into this upper leg. The hamstrings and the quads alike tend to process our grief for us, particularly our more masculine aspects of grief, the large intestine meridian portions of grief more so. And as we work with these areas here of the leg, we actually have to bioenergetically unhook the times in which you had an opportunity but didn't move forward into it out of fear, out of that fear of success as much as fear of failure, and also the fear of not knowing, the fear of the unknown, and all those times in which you hesitated, pulled back, etc., from stepping forward into that opportunity. All of that energy is trapped here in this right leg, upper leg, pardon me, through quads and hamstrings alike. It's wrapped all the way around, almost like bubble wrap, protecting the leg from any potential mishaps around moving forward. However, it's actually creating immobility and not allowing that forward movement and momentum to happen here. So as we work with this upper leg and the right side, I invite you to take your attention to it. And if you like, you've been placing a hand or two on the front and the back of that upper leg and just tuning into grief around lost opportunity here. And as you step into this grief around lost opportunity, just notice with all five senses as you observe what's here. What does this grief energy here feel like? What does this grief energy, if you could smell or taste it, smell or taste like? And if grief had a sound, what sound might it make? Perhaps there's a noise, a word, a message, a phrase. And if there is a sound, you're welcome even just to embody that sound internally, externally, and make a little internal vibration to support this release. As you do so, as you breathe here, perhaps also noticing if this grief energy has a color, a size, a shape. And if it had a color, whatever color is present for you, imagine that you can breathe right into that, deepen into it, thicken it up, make it nice and rich, seemingly even more real. And feel free here, As you observe all that you've taken in, now making that all equally thick, dense, seemingly real, rich here. And noticing roughly how much there is here, this grief around lost opportunity. Is this roughly the shape size of a ping pong ball or smaller? A tennis ball? A cantaloupe? A volleyball? A beach ball? Bigger? And whatever shape size it actually is, just loosening up the edges of that by means of breathing. And with every breath, it begins to loosen even a little bit more as you invite that energy now into your hands. For those of you that prefer the countdown in 3, 2, 1. I'm actually going to slide this from the hip down towards the knees. The energy, it wants to go this direction, this piece. See what feels right in your end. And as you breathe with this all, if this area becomes empty after that release, and feel free to do a sweep or two over that path, imagine that you can breathe in whatever light feels right for you. Moonlight, sunlight, white, silver, gold, or any other color of light that calls to you. And as you drink that in, as you breathe this all in and receive this all, invitation to breathe here. And perhaps even introducing some small movements now into that right leg. You can even imagine taking a very teeny tiny small step forward or to the side with that right leg. Perhaps you even actually move your leg in that direction. And just notice what comes with that as you do so for you. And as this right leg gets more free, we're actually going all the way up the entire right side of the spine, now through the rest of those erector spinae muscles. And as the energy begins to rise, it's loosening up little teeny tiny micro adhesions all the way through. I just see the one word of liberty. It's like literally bringing freeness, freedom, openness to the spine as these little tiny pieces begin to fall away. And as they fall away, it's actually what I'm seeing is grief. It's actually as each little piece falls away, it's carrying with it a teardrop. And as the tears begin to fall down the spine, almost like a waterfall, and release even more grief. They seem to be mostly coming from the heart. And as I go all the way up to that right side of the heart, I just hear again very authoritatively the words, "I will be respected." It's got that energy of, you know, the voice of the parent that says, "You'll do what I say because I'm older, bigger, better." And as we work with that type of energy here, we're actually going back to that time in childhood when you were little, when you were small, where that began for you, where this is all rooted in. And I'm just going to keep the age open as early childhood. For each of you, it'll be just a little bit different. And those times in which you were told no without any reason. Or you were told no because I know better, because I'm bigger, I'm stronger, I'm the adult, etc. And it's almost as if that whole dynamic that set the stage for you to not move forward, to not be able to take steps in the direction of getting what it is you wanted, etc., all that being blocked. Became a pattern that just got translated into how it is you relate to those that have perceived authority over you, whoever that might be. That can literally even be the people who are your clients, your students, if you're feeling a little bit of pressure any which way around that all. Or for those of you who aren't quite teaching or practicing anything just yet. That can also show up in moving towards that direction if that's your desire, or it can also impact your current career as is and how you are in that dynamic. So as we work with this energy essentially of being told you can't for no particular reason other than somebody else is perceived as bigger, stronger, better, more grown, more knowledgeable, smarter. We're working here with the permissions of I am enough. I am enough. Just as you are, you get to be enough. I am enough. And as we work with those words, I am enough for this right side of the heart, I invite you to do a little bit of core reveal and release work with it all with me. Welcoming all that comes up for you around I am enough. Not having to change or direct or have it be in any way different, just welcoming it and allowing it to be just as it is. And as you welcome I am enough, welcoming all the different stories, thoughts, feelings, desires, wants, needs, judgments, and anything else about I am enough to be here. Even if you don't know what that is, and you just have a felt sense of it being there, inviting in all that comes with the I am enough. And as you welcome that all, perhaps also welcoming the desire that you may have had to change, fix, or have this be in some other way different than exactly what it is. And with this, also now welcoming that this is in some way personal. That it's been yours, that it's been your fault, that you're the one who has to carry it, that it's your burden to bear. That you're to blame, that it's your fault. And as you welcome all that comes with that bit about it being personal, on the left side of the body, in through that left leg, we're unhooking a particular belief system. Of just that, it's my fault. And I see that carrying on to more so though through that left lower back, through that iliopsoas muscle, as well as through that left leg. And there's a pattern here on the left side, being blamed. And we're gonna actually run a seed on that, more in a moment on that. I'll invite you now to turn your attention back to the welcoming that we were doing. And welcoming all that is here beyond this. Welcoming the all that is beyond this. Welcoming what is beyond this all. And just before I go into that seed around the blame piece on the left side there, I invite you to do one more round of release on this right side. If anything remains here for you, welcoming it and allowing it to be just as it is. Anything that remains around, I am enough. As you welcome it, also welcoming it with it, the different thoughts and feelings, stories and memories that go with it. Welcoming all the, excuse me, needs, desires, judgments, wants, and anything else about I am enough. Welcoming it all, even if you don't know what it is, to just simply be here. And as you're present to that, also welcoming this desire to want to change, fix, or have this be saved or in some way different. And also welcoming now the sense that this is yours to carry, that this has been your burden. That it's been personal in some way, shape, or form. And then also, lastly, welcoming what is beyond all of this. Welcoming the all that is beyond this. And then running that seed tree on the it's all my fault, the self-blame on that left side, in particular where through that left upper leg, hip, and where that iliopsoas muscle begins to attach more to the lower portions of that muscle. And as we work with this seed tree, it's actually going to continue for the next 6 days, so essentially until we meet again. Starting with C, circulation of all the healing resources, including blood that carries our passion, nerve, our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, the electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, that help out our nervous and our immune system alike to heal. Excuse me, also unhooking the, pardon me, also circulating, there we go, the balance between yin and yang, feminine and masculine. Did I say endorphins and hormones yet? Also hydration, helping the cells to absorb water, joy, and release any impurities that just don't need to be here. Followed by D for defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out the clutter that doesn't need to be here, and what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Followed by all of the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking and opening up to possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. Then integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness, thinking of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. And as this begins to go underway even now, I'm actually seeing the right hips, pardon me, the hips, period, create this foundation. For some of you, there's going to be slight twists and torques more to either the right side or the left side. And what we actually need to do is unhook right at the very center of the pelvic diaphragm, all the different pelvic muscles that make up the pelvic bowl here. There's no shortage of them. In the very center of them, in that perineum region-ish, but on the inside of the pelvic bowl, we are unhooking a series of adhesions. And excuse me, I'm feeling those ones deeply. This is apparently for me too. I'm feeling a little nauseous with those. Is carrying with it a theme of wanting someone to pay, of wanting to exact vengeance. Oh, it's almost as if now that the body-mind feels like it can step out of these previous limitations that were on the legs, it's ready to move forward, but it's a little pissed that it was trapped and stuck this way for this length of time. So as we work with unhooking that underneath of them, the very core is grief, the sense of having lost opportunities or lost fulfillment of your potential, more specifically within that. And as that grief begins to release from the inner side of that pelvic bowl, I also see it releasing an adhesion through the urethra. Running a permissions, it is safe to let this go now. It is safe to let this go now. And with that, I begin to see the hips find an even keeled foundation, the capacity to literally walk forward, to move forward. And as this right leg comes alive, and as the left leg begins to release some of this old weight, the idea that it had to be the one to bear the burden, to bear the weight, begins to also fall away. And through the left leg, we're actually just running one more circulation of all those same healing resources, but we're doing it for the entire nerve, system that runs through the left leg. So all the nerves that go from the low back through that lumbar spine all the way down through to the tippy toes. And as we work with this nerve supply here in this way, supporting it, also running hydration for the entire left leg and iliopsoas. And as we do so, running all the reciprocals between left hip and right shoulder to support alignment. Then I actually just begin to see the image of a river begin to run through. It's actually going, the river is running from right hip to left shoulder. And it's going to act as a bit of a resource for this rewiring of the relationship between the left hip and the right shoulder. And I just hear this expression kind of out of nowhere, heavy is the head that wears the crown. And it's actually here in this relationship between left hip and right shoulder, a fear of success, a fear of being successful and being quote unquote on top. And a fear of everything that might get lost in that journey, in that process as you make your way through this this path to success. And on the left hip, it's almost like a bit of a break, like better not to start at all than risk setting foot on that path. Fine to move forward, but not necessarily on the path to success. So as we work with that, we're actually unhooking through the left leg now, a pattern of I put my foot down. This is the way it is. This is the way it's going to be. Unhooking that through, actually, interestingly enough, even though it's on the left side here, dad's side of the family lines. And then through mom's side of the family lines, unhooking any levels of stubbornness or just simply compounding that all. And then also unhooking through that entire left leg, through mom's side, through dad's sides alike. Old ancestral memories here, better to conserve energy when times might be challenging. And that holding back in those days was done for a really good reason, for literally access to food, water, etc., to survival. And these days, likely amongst not quite those same types of concerns. And this type of pattern is ready to shift into embracing the wisdom that's come from those lessons, but not needing to hang on to the parts that are actually detrimental to what success looks like in this era, in this day and age. And as we release that, it's coming off of as well the entire reptilian spine, pardon me, reptilian brain, as that goes through mostly the spine and also up into the brain stem. Which is very much about you're safe, you're alive, don't change type of thinking. And as we unhook you from the ancestral lines and begin to calm down this reptilian brain bit in this way, through the spine, through the brain stem, there's actually a bit of circulation going in through the area just behind the cerebellum, the area just behind the brain stem known as the cerebellum. And this part also works with motor, with movement, with moving your muscles. So we're running a permissions here. I am free to move. I am free to move. I am free to move. And on that note, feel free to literally just wiggle woggle your toes, skip the legs, a little shake shimmy if that calls to you in any way, shape, or form. And as you introduce freedom and movement, I am free to move here. I see the entire left leg begin to roll slightly open to the outside. And as it opens up, revealing the left ovary and all of its roles in survival, in willpower, in bringing in new life, in procreation, to rise right up to the surface. I am ready for new life, are the words that come with this. I am ready for new life. I am ready for new life. In case you're wondering if this means pregnancy, it definitely does not have to mean pregnancy at all. It can definitely be referring to what it is you'd like to be pregnant with in your professional life, for instance. What is it you're gestating in terms of like a project, an idea, a concept? And as this left ovary brings in new life, new energy, unwinding the connective tissue of that left hip and iliopsoas muscle while simultaneously unwinding something in the right shoulder. I'm just finding which muscle it is. Ah, it's actually the rhomboid, which is the muscle more so between the spine and the shoulder blade. And as we unwind that, releasing anger around quote unquote being held back. And as this opens up through that right shoulder, I actually see the right arm now have permission to open, to extend, to reach. And this motion, although simple and small, actually is profoundly influential in how we relate to success. I think I've talked about this maybe even more than once. But as we work with this through the right arm, right shoulder, permissions to reach out and go for it. And then to draw that back in to receive it. So once you've attained it, being able to also equally enjoy it. And as we do so, circulating the energy of yin, of sensuality here, and giving yourself permission to enjoy the process of literally reaching out and going for it and grabbing it and getting it and being able to then bring it back and savor it and enjoy it and have it fuel even more capacity to continue to reach out and grab what it is you want. Each small little win building in a sustainable, successful way. In those micro steps, in these small steps. And with this, giving yourself permission to move at your own pace, at your own speed of trust, whatever that means for you, for this body, for this mind. And then I just see that path of success through the left hip, right shoulder, all the way into the right arm, hand, going through now the heart, pericardium meridians alike. And as that moves through the heart and the pericardium, off of the lung meridian comes the words, don't bother. And with it, apathy. There's an emotional release of apathy with that voice of don't bother. And as that burden comes off of the lung meridian, opening up the entire chest even more. And in doing so, enlivening the nerves in the back body and bringing in circulation, healthy nerve supply through the back, upper back region now. And I invite you just to give all of that body stuff a nice round or two even of breath. And as you breathe into that all, we're actually working with, imagine that you're like a five-pointed star working with two hip joints, two shoulder joints, and one neck joint, basically all the extensions or appendages, if you want to think of it that way, that are coming off of this main thorax, this main body of yours. And all five of these regions have the same permissions running through them. And the words are just simply, I flow from center. I flow from center. And they're all linking into the navel. And then I just see waves of energy pulsating and vibrating between the navel and all of these energy points, shoulders, hips, neck alike. And as you enter into this pulsation of flow, invitation to breathe right into the very core, the very center, this navel. And with every breath, I just see even more openness happening as more circulation of all those healing resources can now begin to move from the body through hips, through shoulders, and through now neck alike. And then I just hear the words, I am in balance. I'm in balance here. And if you're in a spot where you can do so, you're willing to, you're feeling called to, you're welcome to go into straight out starfish with arms, legs. And as you embrace that inner star, if you will, your inner star, off of the back of the neck, around the base of the C-spine, where it joins onto the rib cage and the upper thoracics here, there's just a little bit, almost like of a dead zone, dead energy here. And in this, in the very core of this is, I can't handle this. This is too much. And from here, unhooking the belief system of my inner vibrancy, my inner aliveness, my inner vitality scares me. In its simplest form, joy scares me. Joy scares me. Ironically, one of the hardest things I've seen people do over the years is to simply just take up the emotion of joy. So this comes in no small way and is likely pertinent to all of us, self included here. I invite you just to tune into that, the simplest form of that belief system. Joy scares me. And the cost of that belief system, keeping joy away at arm's length. And if you want, you can even put one or both arms out at arm's length. And as you do so, just tune into that energy, what it feels like to have to keep something away. And if it's okay to do so, you can even just begin to move your hands at their speed of trust, slowly, towards you, inviting in what it is you've been perhaps keeping at bay, keeping away, which doesn't mean loss of boundaries. In fact, it's through maintaining boundaries that you get to invite in and receive what's working well, what's supportive, what's desirable. And as that energy begins to move, I'm actually just going to rinse and repeat that through the other arm. You're welcome to do the same if that calls to you. Inviting in. Yeah. And this energy begins to become a little bit more alive in the back of the neck, upper back region here. We also need to do a few more things, it looks like. Starting with a cellular repair, restoring the cells back to their fullest potential of health. And it's on an acquired level, on an emotional frequency, to no surprise, that of grief, of loss, specifically of despair. As in, I've lost it and I'll never get it back, type of despair. And related to this is the belief system of, I'm not supported. I'm not supported here. I'm not supported by fill in the blank, men, my family, my world, my community, etc. I'm not supported here by. And it's tying into another release of I am not worthy. And this time we're actually running the permissions of I am worthy through the kidney 27 points, the switching reflex points, as well as through lung 1 points, as well as through kidney 24 points, aka the spiritual burial grounds, the ancestral points. And as we work with that through this chest, I invite you to give that all a slow, deep breath. I just see this release of old smoke, and it's actually releasing nicotine with it. It's doing a body chemistry, flushing out that toxicity here. And I invite you to breathe invitation in any way that feels right for your body, mind, as we tab this part in. And then I'm seeing this image of being in, it's a yoga posture, it's called Humble Warrior, but I'm seeing it kind of modified, and it's combined almost with a little child's pose. And essentially I see like one leg, the left leg, bent at the knee, and the right leg extended off to the side while you are bowing down. And in that posture, laying down the need to be right, I am right. Laying down the need to prove rightness and letting go of that piece of duality that we get oh so worked up at as humans. I'm right, I'm wrong, this is right, that's wrong. And all the inherent righteousness that comes within that. unhooking any sort of bits of dogmatic righteousness that come in through, just finding it as part of that limbic brain, that emotional brain here. Okay, it's going into actually two parts, starting with the cingulate gyrus, which is the drama queen of our brain. Nothing that happens doesn't get blown up and made worse by the cingulate gyrus. It takes molehills, turns them into mountains type of energy. And we're also unhooking that need for righteousness in kind of that dogmatic fashion, off of the caudate nucleus, the descending node, the tail portion here, that caudate. And as it comes off of there, we're also unhooking it off of the tail of the pancreas. And as that releases through these areas, giving this limbic brain permission to go with the flow of life, to take in that sweetness, that joy, and all that is working well. And I invite you to breathe into that. We actually have to tap out this piece here, all on its own. And as you settle here, invitation to give that just a few rounds of breath. We're going to give that a minute to soak in, to download here. I'm just giving that one more breath here. Beautiful. Now we're heading into the planetary energy of Venus, which works with our inner feminine comforts, balance, grace, and emotional processing to a certain extent. As we work with all the energy of Venus, balancing it to pardon me, to Mars. Oh, that's interesting. I believe that the full moon today is in Aries here, and Aries and Mars, they're a thing, they're a pair. And as we balance Venus to Mars, you could also think of that as balancing Libra energy to Aries energy. They're on the opposite side of the zodiac. And as these two come together in this way, I just hear the word peace, Shanti, 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 rippling over and over and over. And finding peace as these two seemingly opposites begin to come together into union, into oneness, into lack of separation, and as they blend together and become whole. Running a cellular repair, restoring cells again back to their fullest potential of health. And it's on a spiritual frequency to the spiritual journey itself. Whatever that means for you, whatever that path is that you're on, whatever path it is that you're walking on, or perhaps even a little bit stuck and maybe you're starting to walk on again, or perhaps in a different way. Sometimes when we get stuck on the spiritual path, it's also an invitation to backtrack and maybe take a little route or a step in an experimental direction that we may not have considered before, providing opportunities, awarenesses, possibilities. Running the permissions here of I get to explore, pardon me, I stand corrected, I get to explore this life. I get to explore this life. And as this exploration happens through perhaps actions of the legs, the arms, as you explore your life, your body, your mind, your world, taking action perhaps even through the neck and the head, brain, thinking, brain. And as we work with all of those extrapolations, all the ways that we do in the world, linking those back into your center, your core, your heart, and your heart chakra, as well as the sexual chakra, wants to be included here. Into this core of the body, which represents our way of being in the world, our way of being. And as we embrace all that we do and integrate it into the ways that we are, our way of being gets to become updated and gets to change the way that we do, the way that we take action. Where I just see this as coming together into a bit of an energetic swirl, an upward spiral between the action, the doing, and the awarenesses in the being states. And opening up some blockages here. Now I see the entire left body begin to weight bear even more evenly, especially opening up into the balance between that lateral edge of the foot and the inner sort of tires, if you want to think of. I often think of the foot as having like a car base with four tires on it. And that inner foot, the inner tire, so to speak, as we balance the outer tires and the inner tires or outer and inner foot in this way, as it balances itself more so. The entire side body, the left side body, is just radiating stability, radiating the capacity to stand tall while also being radiant, to hold your ground while also being able to lightly, loosely, playfully move. And as this quote unquote lightens up in this way, running the permissions to support even more, it is safe to lighten up. It is safe to lighten up, and doing that through the entire left half of the body, not just the outside edge, but the entire left half of the body. And this feminine half may not have had an opportunity to lay down its burdens, to lighten up. Homework could include play, laughter, comedians, anything else that invites lightening up. Hanging out with butterflies. And as you begin to lighten up, that's the image that I'm seeing actually is that little butterflies beginning to fly through the left side of the body. With each flap of the butterfly wings, what if it wasn't so heavy? Is the question that each little wing flap seems to pose, inviting in release of even more through that left half of the body. What if you didn't have to bear down, ground down, contain? What if the energy of you got to rise all the way up through to the edge of you? And as we work with this, running one more cellular repair, this time on an emotional frequency of sadness, which has a very heavy quality to it. Running that cellular repair for, in particular, the spleen meridian as it runs through the left half of the body. As the spleen meridian becomes compromised, it doesn't have the uplifting effect that it normally does. And everything can feel heavier or like it's beginning to weigh down or prolapse even. And as the rise in this way begins, running circulation. Interestingly enough, of yang energy, of yang, of masculine energy through this left side, through the yin side. And what I see it doing is supporting the capacity for this left side, which is very much feminine, not necessarily as active as the right body might be, to be supported by action of the yang. To also be able to be empowered to take the action that it needs to when it needs to. And everything is just a balance of how much yin and yang. So as you find your right balance for you, as this begins to rewire through you, linking it into the pancreas, again, supporting that capacity to go with the rhythm of life, to adapt, to go with the flow, to embrace, to feel embraced by the universe. And then through the left side, all the way up to the neck, all the way through to the very sides of the three edges, the outside edges of the upper trap muscle and levator scapulae muscle and splenus capitis muscle, essentially all working with the outside edges of the varying muscles that attach up to the skull, the base of the skull region here. And as this begins to loosen up some adhesions, it's also circulating more blood, more nerve, and more lymph, draining out toxicity, gunk, waste, as it circulates even more passion, blood, and communication, nerve. And with this, it is safe to communicate my passion. It is safe to communicate my passion. As we release a little blockage here between head and heart, and we're linking that into eighth house energy around the quality specifically of finances, of money, of other people's money, and inviting in communication of your passions to other people and extending that to what it is they may wish to invest in with you. And again, here, I am enough. I am worthy of being invested in. I am enough, and I am worthy of being invested in. I am enough, and I am worthy of being invested in. Invitation to breathe here. Giving that another round of breath here. And as you settle in, I invite you to perhaps even take a moment to check out that thing that you were noticing earlier, the thing that you liked the most. It might have been a memory or a part of the body. Invitation to land there once again and just notice again what you enjoy the most about it as you touch on it this time. It might look a little different, it might look the same. That's cool too. What's pleasant, neutral here for you? I've got a short little 3 minute song. 3.5 minutes. I invite you to breathe with this or anything else that calls to you as you receive these vibrations in this way.
Chidananda Murtaye Nishprapanchaya Shantaya Niralambaya Tejase. Om Namah Shivaya. Prapanchaya Shantaya Niralambaya Tejase Om Namah Shivaya Gurave Satchidananda Murtaye Nishprapanchaya Shantaya Niralambaya Tejase Om Namah Shivaya Gurave Satchidananda Murtaye Nishprapanchaya Shantaya Niralambaya Tejase
Thank you for calling this work in. Thank you for all that you are. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Mwah. Big kisses and hugs to you all. I'm going to press pause on the recording. And you're most welcome to all of the comments rolling in. And I'm very grateful right back at you all for all that you offer and this opportunity that I get to share with you all. So my deepest thanks. Mwah.